SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night on the grid. Carver sans Lisi, as Joe is out tonight. He'll be back on Monday. We got Hit Burbell in the mix, getting ready for UFC 299. Right? 299 or 298? What do we got this weekend? It's 299, right?
I lose track. 298.
My apologies. 298 is what we have going on. And we can't, and we're doing, of course, all the basketball this hour as well. Big college slate. I just talked to Coach. He's going to call in a moment. And we'll get him in the mix, too, for the whole entire hour here. Niagara up one now. Is this guy Paulus who's coaching Niagara? That guy, he looks familiar. That the kid who played at Duke and Syracuse. Coach would know this. When Coach comes on, I'm going to have to ask him about this. Who's that kid? That's coaching for Niagara. Now I'm interested in this. All right. Paulus. What was his first name? Greg Paulus. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here with us. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we got a lot to do here this hour, we'll set you up for the weekend on several fronts. We have a lot to do. I'm actually just trying to find right now the coach of this team. You know, when you're playing the Mac, you don't have all your stuff listed. Like, they should have the listed. Who's the coach? Who's this? Who's that? I mean, I think, Matthias, I know that this is the guy. Greg Paulus. I knew it was him. He's the head coach at Niagara. Oh, Greg Paulus. Played at Duke. Played at Syracuse. So how about that? He's coaching now. I know he got himself in the Mac. All right. Big slate of college coming up, including what I would say is probably, and this is where we start to, you know, the rubber starts to hit the road. We've gotten past football. The focus for me, aside from the golf now, is getting myself in tune as much as I can with all of these teams that are going to be playing in March. We obviously spend plenty of time with it, you know, from really January 1st on. But now is when you can really lock in. Once you get football out of the way, you can really start to zero in on some teams. This is where I usually start to build some tickets in terms of futures, whether it's for Final Four, whether it's for National Championship. About a week or two from now is when they'll put up the odds for each of the conference tournaments. Now, they still have regular season up for a bunch of these conferences, ones that are still in doubt. But then, you know, a lot of that, you got to check schedules, who's still playing who. Usually the conference tournament is when I'll jump in for the first time. But you have some massive games on Saturday. Tons of good ones, including Texas going to Houston, which is to see if Houston can finish off this regular season title in the Big 12. You have North Carolina going to get, even though it's 11.5, going to get a little bit of a test from Virginia Tech on Saturday. Wisconsin going to Iowa. Game of the day is in UConn with Marquette visiting Connecticut. So South Carolina needing to bounce back, man. South Carolina, Joe took me to the cleaners with that one, man. Took me to the cleaners. That 40-point win by Auburn the other night. South Carolina back home on Saturday. They'll try to bounce back against LSU, laying 6.5. Kansas is at Oklahoma. You know, Kansas hasn't been good on the road. And they have not been good at all on the road, in conference especially. And they're 1.5-point favorites on the road in Norman. Cincy and UCF, good game. These Big 12 games are always great. And it's just every Saturday there's like 150 college basketball games on here. I feel like I've scrolled through the entire page and there's still just a ton left. Kentucky and Auburn, that's the game I was looking for. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, and Auburn's about 8.5 for Auburn in that game. Smashing teams at home. And I feel after winning by 40 and scoring 100 points the other night, everybody's going to be running to Auburn minus that 8.5. Maybe you get a big effort from Cal and Kentucky on Saturday night. Big effort. And Arizona's got a tricky game. It's 18.5 with Arizona State, but it's always a tough game when those two get together. You have Oregon and Oregon State as well. Colorado's at USC. Nevada, UNLV, the late night 11:30 East tip in Vegas for Nevada and UNLV. A good one indeed. And then you also have the NBA All-Star festivities this weekend, which we will take a look at some of the numbers this hour for, including the three-point, the dunk contest, Sabrina versus Steph Curry. And I do have some looks for the All-Star Game MVP, which is always very tough because I feel like there's some guys that are going to play a lot less than others. There's some guys who, you know, sometimes they only give it to guys with a lot of juice. Man, Halliburton went up. I mean, we didn't grab Halliburton the other night at 12-1. Now he's 8-1. He's the third choice on the board now. Missed a good number. Missed a good number with Tyrese Halliburton. And usually the other thing that I'll do in this weekend with these things is I just bet everything that involves a team that's home. So anything that involves the Pacers Saturday night, or in this game, which would be Halliburton, you go ahead and do. Now, the problem with Halliburton winning the MVP is that the West is probably going to destroy the East. Since they've gone back to this West-East format and they stopped picking the teams, the West has been pretty dominant. Because, I mean, their team's just better. LeBron, Steph, Edwards, Durant, Booker, SGA, Luka, AD, Joker, like Cat Downs, Kawhi. I mean, that's team stacked. Joker's 50-1 to win the MVP. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. Carver, sans Lisi, Joe's out. He'll be back on Monday. We are going to rock a little bit with our man, Coach James Young, though, here, as we have a lot of basketball stuff this weekend. Might be the All-Star break, but there's tons of college basketball, and there's a few things in this All-Star weekend that we're going to discuss. Coach, what's up, my man? How are you?
Carver, hi. It's Friday, and there's no Joe Lisi, which means the best ratings of the week for Carver and Lisi. We should just call it Carver and Coach. How about that? C&C. What do you think about that?
Carver and Coach on Friday nights. And look, and it's not bad because now's the time, right, Coach? I mean, we're going to be rolling now through March. with some serious, very serious basketball, especially in college, where there's a ton going on. And I want to get through all of these games, or at least most of the big ones. You can't get through all of them because there's about 160 games on Saturday. But we'll get through some of the big ones in a little bit. I want to start with the All-Star stuff because, you know, they're in Indianapolis in Indy this weekend. The game is on Sunday night. That's another thing, Coach, and I know that I'm one of the few. I complain about this stuff all the time. Why the hell they got to play at like 9 o'clock on Sunday night or whatever it is, 8:30? Like, well, can we play the game at like 6? Like, why the hell they got to play the game at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night? There's nothing else on. There's nothing else happening, Coach. Play the game at 6 o'clock.
Mike, you're very angry today for a Friday night, but I do agree. They should – you know what? I'll get one better. How many plays in the middle of the week? Do like the All-Star game. Play it on like a Tuesday,
yeah,
Wednesday. Like, this is,
you
like,
know,
weird,
I don't mind that either. Part,
yeah, this is the weird part of the season, right? Because you had three games, what, last night, and then we don't play again until like Wednesday. So we have to go a week. And
Thursday.
We got to watch Thursday. And we got to watch this junk All-Star game. I was on with Kevin earlier tonight, and the over-under is like 364.5. As a coach, I'll be honest with the audience. I'm sorry you guys are going to hate me. I have no interest in watching the All-Star game. Unless, Carver High, ready? I got the idea.
Uh-oh.
USA versus the world All-Star game.
Okay.
Guys, we can compete,
I mean, yeah.
Get into it a little bit, maybe a little bit of defense, you know?
Well, look, they've tried some things here. They did the draft for a while, which people were kind of into, and then that lost steam. They've gone back to East versus West now the last couple years, I guess. It's hard to even keep track of what they're doing here. Like, the thing for me in this game, Coach, and I know everybody always loves to hammer the over, 13 of the last 18 years, it's gone way over the total. That's all fine and good. But I just feel, Coach, like, you look at these teams, how's the West not win by like 15 or 20? Like, I just, when you look at the rosters, just it just feels like, unless you got guys who, you know, obviously don't care, which is very possible in an All-Star game, but like, they got so much more talent, it feels like, than the East.
I feel like they have way more talent than the East. I'm not going to lie. That's why it's crazy that the line's only in -3. But the thing that you have to look at is like, right, what the All-Star game is this. Ready? Like, how many minutes is LeBron going to play? That's always going to be a thing. Right. If you look at the points prop for Joker and for Jokic, it's so low. Like, those guys, they don't give a you-know-what about the All-Star game. So I think that is the thing you need to look out for. But I still think the West has, I don't know, way more talent, especially that no Embiid. You know, obviously I think probably Bam goes to the starting lineup for the East here. But to me, the West is a loaded. If I were to place a bet, I would take -3 with the West. And honestly, I talked to Kevin about this earlier tonight on Game Time Decisions. I feel like Ant Edwards is at 10-1 to win MVP.
Me too. He was the first guy I was going to bring up to you. That's the
right,
guy.
Right, because that's the guy. Because you think about it, right? LeBron, he's not going to care to score that much. Luka, he don't care about the All-Star game. So there's plenty of time right there for Ant, and he's a 1-on-1 player who could also shoot the ball from 3.
Here's the little bit of pushback that I'll give for you. And then I have one other guy that I'm going to bring up to you that I think is worth a buy. Here's my one concern with Edwards. He has been banged up. Now, I know he was questionable both those games against Portland before the break, and he had a 41 one night, and then the next night he had, 34 the next 36. Night. So even though he was questionable on the injury report, he was good enough to go and play. Always my concern with these All-Star weekends is guys who have been lingering on the injury report as questionable, are they going to now, you know, be told, like, listen, we're glad that you're going, but, you know, I talked to coach and we're going to make sure you only play 12 minutes or you only play, you know, we're going to make sure you get out there, but, you know, don't expect to get a ton of burn in the second half. Like, that stuff makes me nervous. But when I think about West winning and who I want to correlate with it, Coach, Edwards being a younger guy who maybe will get a lot of burn, that kind of looks for me. Now, LeBron's 7-1 because he's LeBron. But you know him, Coach. He loves this stuff, and he loves the whole win. You know, he would love. It's just like the in-season tournament and being the MVP of that. He'd love to be able to add another thing to the list. Won the All-Star Game MVP in his 20th season. You know, he loves big highlights like that. But the name I'm going to play, Coach, because I will be. You see, you can't play this in New York, but I'll be in Jersey on Sunday for a hockey game over at MetLife, so I'll have some access to New Jersey, is I'm going to play Shai Gilgeous at 15-1 because he's a guy that goes into this game. He's been in the MVP conversation this year. He doesn't have as much national recognition and juice because he plays for OKC, and this is the kind of stage where he can get himself a lot more of that recognition. I like SGA at 15-1.
You know, it's funny, Carvey. I think I was looking with Kevin before. I think DraftKings has some interesting, like, odds moves or specials. I think one was, like, I think it was SGA and maybe Ant to score 40 or 30. Like, there's some interesting props. You got to go to DraftKings and take a look. I think another one was, like, 25-plus for SGA or 15-plus for SGA. Booker and Durant was like plus 110. Like, and I think here's the thing, and I want people to understand this, and you and I have talked about this a little bit, even on CDC. I think there's going to be voter fatigue for the MVP, for the league, like for the regular season. Wouldn't it be good for SGA to go put on a great performance in the All-Star game in front of the national audience and then springboard him to the MVP, where he is, still the second favorite behind the Joker to win the MVP. I'm not mad at that at all, Carver. I think you got to look, and I think, here's the thing. I think we're at the point now where in the NBA, like, you could see guys like LeBron, guys like Steph, right? Like, starting to take a back seat to some of these young guys, right? And right. Who are the two guys we're talking about in the West? SGA and Anthony Edwards, two guys I said in the Betting Above the Rim podcast who I think are top 10 players in the league right now. So I'm not mad at that, Carver. And here's the thing. With the odds being so crazy, like, you can literally go take 3 to 4 guys.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. And take a chance. And I think that's why two of them I would agree with you on are SGA and Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I love it, Coach. I think if you're going to actually play this game, which, you know, God bless you, it's tough. You got to have some kind of an angle, at least, that you're thinking about. And SGA, I think, checks a lot of boxes for that. All right, we'll come back. We'll do more with Coach Young. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No, 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 no. Drinks are on. The house. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Carver sans Lisi. Joe will be back on Monday. Coach Young is hanging, though. Coach James Young's in the mix. Of course, it's hoop time, baby. Coach all over the grid right now. All right, Coach. So we got ourselves a little angle for the MVP. We're going to try to roll with that. You know, I'm tempted to take some of these bigger shots down the board, but I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm just going to play the guys that, like you said, I'm going to play two or three guys. I want Haliburton was 12 the other day. Now he's 8. I like the angle being an Indy, but I just don't think the East is going to win. So I don't think that that's something that I want to get myself involved with. You want to do anything with this dunk contest or a three-point contest? Or you want to do Ionescu? I heard you tell Scotty you want to do Ionescu, take a shot with her over Steph in this three-point thing that they're doing? Is that what you want to do?
First things first, let me just interrupt the audience and let them know, welcome to the second hour of Carver and Coach. But anyway, when Joe's going to kill me when I talk to him next week. But anyway, when you get into this, Carver, I talked to him about this with Pharrell today. I really think Sabrina's going to win. And if you look at the odds, Carver, she started up there like 2-1. She's down to like plus 165, 164. So people are starting to jump in on this. Remember, folks, I think she got, what, like over like 37 or 38 points in the WNBA All-Star Game 3 points. You know, now, obviously the pressure is different, but like I told the people with Scotty, I'll tell them real quick. I've known Sabrina a little bit since her time at Oregon. Two of my really good friends are Chavi Lopez and Mark Campbell, who are now the head coach and associate head coach at TCU. And I know Kelly Graves pretty well, too, the head coach at Oregon. They did a drill in front of me called red light, green light. So imagine you shoot from five spots and you keep going from each spot until you miss two in a row. Hmm. And Sabrina shot for 35 damn minutes, and she was still shooting. I just walked out of the gym. Like, I was just Sab shoot. So Sab can shoot, and she's one of these players, like, you know, I know people are like, oh, my God, like, Caitlin Clark. Well, Caitlin Clark's phenomenal. Folks, go watch Sab play at Oregon when she was, you saw it at Carver High, where she was literally a walking triple-double. She can shoot the ball. She has an unlimited range. And I just think there's a chance she's going to pull this off. And you've seen the market move today because more people think that she's got a puncher chance. Other thing to look for is this. There's certain books where you can do consecutive threes. And I even think, like, right now, Sabrina is, like, six-plus maybe threes in a row. I think her FanDuel is, like, minus, like, 210. So, like, people know she's going to shoot the lights out. I just think
minus 210.
She's got a chance. She's got a chance against Steph.
To make, for her to make 10-plus in a row is 5-1.
I wouldn't put it past
10-plus in a row. So yeah,
I don't even know what the number was. I don't know what the number was, but I feel like Sab hit like 11 or 12 or 13 in a row in the WNBA three-point shootout last time she did it. So she's capable of going off and going off quickly.
Yeah. I'm taking in the threes. I'm taking Lauri Markkanen. Spot up shooter, I feel like you take long shots in this. Like, how often does the favorite win? Like, Cat's in this again. What was it, a year or two ago? The Cat was in this.
I think he had the worst odds.
He was the deep long shot. He was deep. He was like 12-13-1 or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
And he hit.
I know.
And he's 7-1 again. He's in this thing again.
Hey, listen, I thought about it, and you know what I did? You know what? Who I took? Who I'm taking? I think it's 6-1. I took Trey.
Yeah, and Trey's probably the other guy I'll sprinkle.
You know, because you know why? Like, name a guy that's been more. And this three-point shootout, that's been like more like at times disrespected. Trey can't win. Trey's not getting the big moment. Remember, folks, that 2021 playoff run, you know, when they knocked out New York and then they went to Philadelphia because everybody's mad at Ben Simmons, but Joel Embiid had five turnovers that game. You know, he had the team ankle injury away from going to the NBA Finals, and he gets so disrespected. If you think about like a narrative, if it means more to anybody in there to win it, honestly, it could be Trey.
I like it, Coach. Like I said, you got to find an angle. If you're actually going to get involved with this stuff, you got to find an angle. Because, like, if you look at that three-point board, like, I'm looking at, like, at least three or four guys where I'm like, why would they care if they won the three-point contest? Like, it's just, I don't, like, even, like, Damian Lillard, like, this, he's won this thing before. Like, does he need to be in? And he's been awful the last few weeks. I mean, that guy needs, like Doc said, he needs Cabo like the rest of his teammates need right now.
They need to ship Doc to Cabo.
Yes.
who is Doc sitting? I mean, Doc Rivers, who's 3-7, but it's the coach of the Eastern Conference All-Star team. I mean, you're talking about a guy that stepped into one. Like, Doc's a lucky guy.
That really bothers me, by the way, because they were 30-13 with the other guy, and I have the Bucks coach for 55 plus wins. this year. And I was in good shape at 30 and 13. We were trending there, and now I think it's just pretty much buried at this point. I don't think there's any chance that they're going to get the 55 wins now. So that was brutal for me. You want to try anyone in the dunk or no? I mean, the dunk's hard because they vote on it. You don't know. It's kind of like a it's a hard thing to actually put American money on, that dunk contest, because you don't – it's right. I mean, you don't know what's going on. Yeah. These guys holding up the nines and the tens, and just say, I don't really know if I want to be in on it. But if I did, I think that they'll probably lean. If things start getting equal, you know, they're going to lean to the name and the star for actually doing it with Jalen Brown. They'll lean because he's actually doing it.
You know, it was funny because when I was on with Kevin. You know, I thought, like, number one, like, I know he won last year. They're not giving it to Mac McClung. I mean, it was a good story. I know he's major minus one. They're not giving it to Mac. I honestly, I didn't even know Jaime Jaquez can even jump until I saw him dunk on someone. I don't even think I even saw him dunk at UCLA, and I saw him banging on someone in, like, summer league. So it wouldn't be bad to split your money between Jalen Brown, the name, and Jacob Toppin, the name because of Obi, split it, take two guys, and you have a chance of winning it either way. So I definitely think Jalen Brown.
Yeah, 50% chance there.
50% chance, right? Maybe. Exactly.
I like it, Coach. I'll go with that with you. So there you go. Big All Star weekend here in the NBA. Get yourself very excited. I got a lot of college, Coach. First of all, I watched the end of that Fairfield Niagara game Friday night. I watched the end of that game because you were obviously that was one of your plays, and we actually I couldn't go in on it live because I was in New York, so I can't play Niagara here. I had no idea that Greg Paulus was the coach at Niagara.
Yeah,
and no idea Greg was coaching, and then he was up there with the Purple Eagles.
And how about this? He was the assistant to Reddy. You know who the coach was before? Was John Beilein's son. And Beilein
really?
had some kind of controversy. I think he was maybe sticking his cookie in the wrong cookie jar.
Whoa,
and got in trouble.
Whoa.
and it's been Greg Paulus. And Greg's done a nice job. And listen, me coaching in the MAC, Niagara is up there, you know, in Niagara Falls. People are like, oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Try taking a recruit to Niagara Falls in January when it's like about negative 4,000 degrees. The campus is like on the Canadian border. It's not the greatest campus. The gym is small. But Greg Paulus and to a lesser extent, Dana Pierce, my good friend, has done a really good job with the men's and the women's team up in Niagara. Shout out to both Jada and Greg. Good job. Good win. Good win for Niagara to go down and drive all the way to Fairfield, Connecticut against a team that was second in the league who had won, I think, three or four in a row and get a road win. That's a good win by Greg Paulus and the Purple Eagles.
Yeah, that is a good win. You're right, Coach. And I try to, like, this week we've been doing this, like, me and Joe, like, I try to, now that football's over, start to really ramp up even these smaller schools because I love watching those conference tournaments, you know, not the main week, the week before, because those are the games where all those teams are playing to get in. You know, it's not like, you know, the Big Ten tournament, whatever. I know there's one or two teams that need wins, and the Big East tournament. Those mid-major tournaments, only one team's getting in, and everyone's playing for that one spot. And you got to watch, you know who's at the top of those leagues and who looks good and who's a favorite. We hit Merrimack Live on Thursday night against Stonehill up there in the NEC. The night before that, we were involved in that Dopey 0-26 Detroit Mercy game with IUPUI.
Which they were favored and no one thinks they could win. And they won.
Yeah. They won.
And the thing is, Mike, if you, and this is good for the viewers, your show, try to find those leagues. You can make a lot of money because Vegas doesn't handicap it that well.
Oh, they don't. They got no idea what's going on with some of those games in the Horizon and these other leagues. All right, Carver and Lisi will come back. I'm going through the whole college slate on Saturday with Coach. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I always love that Taurian Prince cut right there. That is March Madness. Carver and Lisi, we're back. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Look out! Yeah! Look out! Coach Young's in the mix. No Joe tonight. Joe will be back on Monday. All right, Coach. Let's do it, baby. I got a lot of big games on Saturday. I want to get your thoughts.
Let's
try to rumble through as many as we possibly can. Some early tips here, noon East, which I believe you'll be on with Pharrell, right, Theranese? Aren't you guys on noon to 4, so you'll have some of these early tips on in-game live?
Scott, buckle up. I get about 5 words in an hour, which is one more I would do with Marantz. Scott, you know, I plucked off the 4 tomorrow.
Texas Tech visits Iowa State. That's a noon East tip. Iowa State minus the 7.5. 137.5 the total. I think this is a tough spot for Texas Tech here, Coach. That's what I think.
It is a tough spot for Texas Tech. And do not, you know, folks, tomorrow morning, even before I go in there, my scouting reports off. 4 scouting reports posted on the Sports Grid app, so make sure you take a look at that. I'll have that up in the morning. But I do like Iowa State minus the points. Listen, Texas Tech is getting ready. They just came off a 29-point win versus Kansas at home. But think about this. Before that, they lost at Baylor. They lost at TCU. Iowa State has done such a great job there. And I like this Iowa State team. I really think this is Carver High. It is really hard to win road games in the Big 12. I mean, it's really hard to win games anywhere on the road, but I just think the way they play at Ames, I absolutely love it. I'm going with Iowa State minus the points. Shop around 7.5, 8.5, shop around, but I do like Iowa State minus the points versus Texas Tech tomorrow at noon.
You have Nebraska laying 7.5 at home against Penn State. I feel good about Nebraska there also, Coach.
Yeah, Nebraska is one of those teams that they play extremely, extremely well. And you know what? Really quick, like, shout out to Freddie Hoiberg. I mean, Freddie Hoiberg
is doing a great job
at Iowa State. He did a great job at Iowa State. It's taken them a little bit of time to get rolling here. They're minus 7.5-point favorites. I do like it because I do think Nebraska is one of these teams that it's different. You know, and I think, you know, people look at Penn State and they beat Rutgers, you know, by 13 at the rack, 15 at the rack. That's before Rutgers got the transfer in. And you've seen Rutgers be a completely different team the last week and a half. Nebraska's really good at home. They just beat Michigan by 20. You know, they lost to Illinois, a really good Illinois team, in overtime. I absolutely love Nebraska minus the points tomorrow at home.
Can't get away from the 7.5. Alabama's laying 7.5 at home against Texas A&M.
You know, and listen, this is one where I'm like, I like Alabama. I think Nate Oates has done a great job with that program.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. This is the one where I'm like, I think Alabama wins, but close. You got Wade Taylor the fourth, who's a scoring dynamo. And if there's a guy, Carver High, that can go on the road and muck a game up, it's Buzz Williams.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember, folks, you know, I know it was at home, but, folks, they did beat Tennessee by 16 a couple of weeks ago. They did go and lose at Ole Miss by 3. They lost, you know, they beat Florida by 1. I like Alabama to win, but I do love Texas A&M to get the cover.
Houston laying 10.5 at home against Texas Saturday afternoon. 131.5 is the total. Houston now up to number 3 in the country.
Listen, people are going to look at the first 2 games of Houston and knowing that they lost, I think it was at Iowa State, and they lost somewhere else. I think at TCU. And Carver, they could have easily been undefeated you know, with those first couple of games. And then they got the game where they got bludgeoned to death by Kansas, where Kansas just really shot the lights out. This Houston team's really good, and they can really defend. I think the thing you look at is the under, even though it was 76-72 first game, their defense has turned it up a notch. I mean, think about this. Max Abrams is scoring about 18 points a game. His points prop is 13.5. That tells you something, folks. They know, you know how they are, Carmine. You play Houston, they start guarding you from the parking lot. And they can really grind your gears. The one thing I'll look for, folks, was when you look in the morning or whenever your books post, look to see what the points prop is for Texas. If the over-under is higher than 60, go take the under. I think Houston is starting to turn the corner defensively. I don't know if they blow them out, but they play really, really slow, Carver High. I like Texas to go under their team total. If not, maybe go under the 131.5, even though the first game got into the 140s.
Game of the day, coaches, obviously, when you have two teams in the top five playing, that's got to be the game of the day. Number one, UConn, at home against Marquette, who, of course, is number four. 6.5 for the Huskies, 147.5 the total. And, coach, we got separation here. I mean, UConn and Purdue, even though, listen, we're smart. We're not back in Purdue once we get to March. But UConn and Purdue have separated themselves in terms of the number one seed talk for the tournament. I mean, they're really locking those two things up, UConn and Purdue.
They really are locking those two things up. But Carver, I'm going to say this right now. The over-under is 147.5. I want people to start thinking about this for a second. Right? A team like UConn is one of the best defensive teams in the country. Neither team turned the ball over. Both of the teams are bottom half in the NCAA in pace of play. Why is this game 147.5? Because you start looking at the scores of Marquette, and you figure that they're going to, you know, Butler, they got the 150. St. John's, they got the 161. You know, even Georgia, they got the 148. Like, UConn will grind. Think about what UConn's giving up. 65, 64, 62, 65, 64, 65. Right? Look at the game they played against Providence, 74-65, right? They got to 121. St. John's got to 141, right? Butler got to 131. This is going to be a bloodbath. And the only thing I'm mad about, Carver High, is the game starts at 3 instead of 2 because Scotty and I would be on for the entire game. I think the best play, Scotty, I mean, Carver, 147.5. I think the game goes under. I think this game plays in the 60s. It'll be a fantastic game.
I could see that as well, Coach. A little slower pace here. Kansas has had problems on the road in Big 12 play. They are 1.5-point favorites in Norman against the Sooners, 142.5 total.
Yeah, I know. And I keep waiting for this Kansas team to really step up here. And they've, like you said, they have struggled on the road. But I'm looking at this game against Oklahoma, and I just think at some point you got to start playing your best basketball, right, Carver High? This is a point in the year where if you got national championship aspirations, as Kansas does, this is when you start to get rolling here. And they did play earlier in the year, Kansas with a 12-point win, coming off of ready, a 5-point loss at Central Florida. So now you got a Kansas team that lost by 29 at Texas Tech. I saw it with Seton Hall. The last thing you want to be as a player is after you get your doors blown off the game before, because you get your tail kicked at practice for 3 days. Those Kansas kids are going to be foaming at the mouth. I like Kansas to win. I actually think they go to Norman. Ready, folks? I think they win by double digits.
You know, you could kind of say a similar thing, Coach, with South Carolina, the way they got embarrassed by Auburn the other night by 40. And then they're home for this LSU team on Saturday afternoon, and they're laying 6.5. I could see that be a double-digit win for South Carolina.
Let me tell you something. And if you think about it, I talked to Scotty about this yesterday. when you lose by 40 goddamn points, boy, you do not want to be the team that plays them next. And this is a big spot for a South Carolina team that's finally getting a little bit of respect nationally. Like, now, let's be honest, they weren't getting respect when they were getting 11.5 points. Well, obviously, Vegas knew something we didn't know because they lost by 40. But if you think about this, Carvai, this is a critical game for South Carolina, folks, because they just got beat up, right? They lost by 40. Think about this. After this, they got to go at Ole Miss. Carvai, that could be a loss. They go at Texas A&M. That could be a loss. They go home Florida. If Florida ever figures it out on the road, Florida can beat them. They got to play Tennessee. Tennessee, they won at Tennessee. Tennessee's going to be pissed off. At Mississippi State. Carver High, if they don't win tomorrow, this can steamroll the other way quick for South Carolina. Big game versus an undermanned LSU team. I think they'd be Lamont Paris has done a great job with South Carolina. I love South Carolina minus the points.
And Auburn, who's so good at home, and of course they smashed South Carolina, as we talked about, they have Kentucky coming in Saturday night. And another big number, 8.5. And I know Kentucky's their defense is pathetic, Coach. That's why Kentucky has
terrible.
The problems that they have this year. But that's a lot of points in that game. 8.5, that's a lot.
Well, here's the thing, Carver. Number one, I talked about this with Kevin Walsh, like literally the day when he didn't play. DJ Wagner has got a bum ankle. Okay, it's going to be something that's going to bother him for the rest of the year. I already been pseudo-told Dillingham's going pro. That's already decided. You know, these guys are already, like, starting to cash out of Kentucky. And I just don't like what I see out of Cal's kids. And, listen, we talked about this, Carver, you and I think we talked about this a while ago. Cal better get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Or he could be out of a job. Now, I know they beat Ole Miss at home, but, like, I don't like the spot for them. A team that plays no defense, going on the road, against a team in Auburn that plays exceptionally well at home. I don't like Kentucky's chances. Give me Auburn minus the points at home.
Wow, Auburn minus the points for Coach. How about that? Late night. Seems we have a couple late night games here. I mean, Arizona's, they've had a lot of big numbers, Coach, and this is a rivalry game. They haven't done well with this 17, 18.5 points when they've laid it this year. I don't feel very comfortable doing that with Arizona on Saturday night.
No, I don't feel comfortable with it. I would go, you know, with the rivalry game. I think there's just too much pride in the line, and obviously, you know that you know Bobby's got a lot, you know, riding on this, trying to make sure that they've done well. I like Arizona State plus the points. I also say this: watch out for UCLA. They're coming, Carver High. They're playing defense.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We wrap it up after this, next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. We're going to be getting out of here. Coach, there's a couple decent games on Sunday as well. Obviously, we don't have numbers for any of those, but Purdue is playing Ohio State. Ohio State just chopped Holtman. They're finished. Northwestern is at Indiana. They need a win after losing at Rutgers the other night. And Utah's at UCLA late night. You were mentioning about Cronin and the Bruins. Seton Hall is playing St. John's at the horse track, actually. You know, St. John's, they kind of have like five home arenas now. They play at Carneseca. They play at the Garden. And this is like the second or third game they've played at the horse track at UBS this year as well. Big game for another big game for Seton Hall, really, Coach. I think the Johnnies are finished. They're not making the tournament. But Seton Hall could still do it, and they need as many wins as they can get.
Well, Carver, you put that on a tee because you know where I'm trying to be. I'll try to be there at UBS Arena on Sunday. I got my seat and the whole sweatshirt on. Shout out to my guys, Shaheen Holloway and Ryan Whalen, doing a great job. But St. John team has lost 4 out of 5. Remember, this slide kind of started when Patino was out for COVID, remember? And they went to the Rock. They got pounded by Seton Hall. Here's what I tell someone, people, and I know Mafia is listening. If Kadari Richmond plays like Kadari Richmond's capable of, they are going to be a problem in the Big East. But the thing to look out for, Dre Davis did not play the second half in their game. I was there versus Xavier. They need Dre Davis to come back and be healthy. But I do think Seton Hall, if Dre is there, it is the pick. And I think another big game is, I think it's Rutgers at Minnesota.
Yes.
And lastly, really quick, Paige Becker just announced she's coming back to UConn. I'll say it
wow.
right now. Paige Becker will be a better pro than Caitlin Clark. You heard it here first.
Ooh, how about that? Coach, great job this hour with all the hoops for this weekend. Enjoy it and the All-Star game. Great job by Matias Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. See you Monday.